Good morning, everybody. Wow, welcome to our NECAN team, our Jack and Karen, our wonderful NECAN team call that we have every Saturday when we all get together to share, uplift each other, inspiration, share the wonderful results that people are getting in their lives with NECAN. You know, we are so blessed. We feel, Jack and I feel so blessed that we learned about NECAN. It's getting to be a while, you guys. August 1994. Oh, my goodness. But it's been such a blessing in our life. And, you know, it's just a passion. It's our mission to reach out to other people so that they know that they can have a better life. And, you know, a better life in all of the five pillars that we talk about with NECAN, the healthy mind, where everything starts with our healthy mind, healthy body, healthy society, healthy family, healthy finances. You know, it's not just one area that we want. I don't know if any of you guys saw in the email from Ben Woodward that one of the network marketing companies, Vema, just is under, they got shut down by the
FTC,
Federal Trade Commission, because what they talk about all the time is just making money, and they show the cars and the houses and the all the fancy stuff, and you know, they don't really talk much about being healthy. They it's more the distributors, I think, that have got off onto this tangent of just talking about the one aspect. And you know, we're so grateful to NECAN because we have products that make this amazing difference in people's lives. And I think all of us that are on this call today, we would use the products whether there was a compensation plan or not, because they make such a phenomenal difference in our life. And it's the whole, for NECAN, you know, we always talk about the whole package, the humans being more, and the whole concept of having the healthy five pillars of all of, you know, healthy in all of the pillars, and having a healthy family and having a healthy mind. having a healthy body, and the finances is an important part, but it's only one of the parts.
Well, yeah, and we're effectively healthier than we were 21 years ago in our 50s, so pretty amazing.
Right, and because we started early, you know, that's what's so great. As we were coming onto this call this morning, Nina is talking about, you know, having a children's panel. And, you know, if we could start with the children, I mean, on a healthy path, just think they'll have such a better life. When we look at the health statistics in the U.S. today, they're all going the wrong way. So we need to start with the children to help educate them on how to be healthy. And NECAN, you know, it's just the lifestyle. We drink the good water. We breathe the good air. We get good sleep with the sleep system. We use the organic-based super nutritional that we have with NECAN so that our body has all the parts that it needs to build a healthy body, and it does. So we're so grateful. And today we're going to be focusing on that, on the healthy body, and we're going to be having people share testimonials. Let's see. First, I just want to say briefly, we do have free shipping. I hope you guys all saw that. NECAN sent out an email. It's all right on the website as soon as you log in. So free shipping for these last 4 days. Yesterday, today, so let's see, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday through the end of August 31st at midnight Pacific time. 11:59 is what they say, Pacific time. But, you know, free shipping on orders of 300 PV, that's points. So if you are talking to one of your retail customers about the free shipping, that would equate to $375 order. Would have 300 points. So anybody that's been thinking about, you know, a sleep system, a water system, the air system, any of the vital packs, I mean, this would be a phenomenal time. Plus, right at the end of the month, you know, people are looking to move forward in ranks because NECAN is a ratchet-up system. When you move forward to a new rank, like senior, when you get a 5% rebate, and executive, a 10% rebate, up to a 10% rebate, up to silver, those ranks are permanent. And so it's so important to help people understand the opportunities, the benefits of moving forward in rank And with this free shipping, that's going to really, really, really help. And I know lots of people are building their teams and building towards silver, helping people on their team build the silver. So this will be, I mean, this is just a great gift from Niken. They call it the back to school special. So that's so awesome. Okay, you guys, I think let's start. Do you check to see if Cindy's on yet?
No, Cindy's not on yet.
She had sent me a text. She said she was going to be on.
I don't know if Nina, if you want to give her a call.
Yeah, I've been trying to call her. I'm calling her again.
Okay, okay. Let's see, two things. One, Dave Johnson had somebody on the call, Karen said, last Tuesday, I think.
Yes, well, I'll talk about that a little bit, Nina, while you see if you can find Cindy. On the Daily Rev call, you know, that Dave Johnson does every morning at 8 a.m. Pacific time, there was a gal on, she shared about her young son who at age 9, he did not want to live anymore. He had started out as a very young child, with allergies, and had been put on Celebrex. I think it was just Celebrex. And nobody even thought about that the Celebrex was leading to these problems, but he just developed serious sleep problems. He didn't sleep well at night. He was always wandering around the house in the night. And he had real bad attention issues, probably from lack of sleep at school. But
it just kept
getting worse and worse. Anger issues, behavioral issues. He'd throw these temper tantrums that would just go on and on and on. He just had huge problems with anger. It was just escalating. It was getting worse fast. And like in the morning, when they were getting ready for school, he had a younger sister, and he'd go into one of these rages, and his mom and the little girl would just go in the room and close the door, and he'd be kicking the door and yelling and screaming, and after a while he'd wear himself out, and then he'd be laying on the floor, and they'd scoop him up and take him off to school. But this one day he's just laying there, and he said, "Mom, you know, I just don't want to live anymore. I just can't go on like that." You know, a nine-year-old that doesn't want to live. He's just, you know, breaking her heart, and he's praying and praying, and then she's talking to one of her neighbors, and the neighbor says, "Well, what, you know, are you giving him, what drugs is he on?" And she said, "None." She said, "We don't use drugs." And she said, "Well, what about those allergies you told me about?" And she says, "Oh, he's on Celebrex." You know, it's so amazing. He'd been on it for so many years, the mom didn't even think of it as a drug. It was just, you know, every day before he went to school, you open your mouth and you stick in this Celebrex under the tongue or whatever she said that they did. And so they took him off of that, and they got him on a wellness home. You guys can listen to the details, but the sleep system, I think Meg Stepson's shoes, the water, the Jay Greenzymes, probably a power band around his neck. And he just started, I think he slept the first night right through like 9 or 10 hours or something like that, and slept every night after that, and he just cleared up really fast. And, you know, it's just amazing the power of what we have a hold of. And that is a short testimonial. It was only 11 minutes, that call. So that's something you probably want. You know, you go to soundcloud.com/magnetic-leaders, and you can find these calls. Just scroll down till you find the one you want. It was this last Tuesday. And then underneath,
they have a number on them, and the number would be 8, you know, whatever the date
was. Whatever last Tuesday was.
Date was last Tuesday.
And you can share them real easy. There's just a little share link underneath that you click on. You can share them on Facebook. You can share them. You can get the link. What I like to do is I get the, on the share
URL.
Button. Yeah, I get the URL. I copy it, and I send it in emails to people. But, you know, there's a lot of different ways you can share it. But that would be a powerful one to add to your arsenal to share with people.
Oh, okay. I've got almost everybody's muted out because of those clicks and pops and noises. So if anybody wants to comment or raise their hand, it's 5-star. And if anybody would like to comment on that particular testimonial, if you heard that, and or if you have another one. So, Nina, I still don't see Cindy on. Why don't you go ahead and tell Cindy's story again? I know you shared it before, but we all need to hear it again because it's so amazing.
And when you shared on Dave Johnson's call on the Daily Rev, I mean, both Cindy, her own story, and then with her mom with the memory problems and her memory coming back. And Cindy just on her text said her mom doesn't have to wear adult diapers anymore. And her, you know, she's just...
Okay, well,
okay. All right, Nina, you tell it. All right. Nina.
Well, it started off with her husband. I went to school with Rob, and Rob had a bad back, and he had a bad hip, and he played football. And he had injured himself, and I was, you know, trying to, you know, educate him when I was cutting his hair, and he didn't want to hear anything about it. He ignored me for 8 years. And when I was asking him how Cindy was doing, because I hadn't seen Cindy in a long time, and he would just tell me, she's doing fine, she's doing fine. And for 2 years, he just, every time he would come in every month to get his hair cut, he just said, Cindy's fine. And I would always comment, you know, how's your wife doing? And, oh, she's fine, she's fine, she's fine. And 2 years later, she comes into the shop, but I didn't see her walk in. And I said, oh, Cindy, I haven't seen you in a long time. And I said, how are you doing? And she said, I'm fine. And the way she said it, she was sitting down in the chair, and I said, you know, how are you really doing? And Bob said, just don't talk to my wife, just do my hair. And then she said, do you really want to know how I'm doing? And I said, yeah. And she says, I'm not well. And I said, well, what's wrong with you? And she says, well, the doctors, the neurologist said to me, I need to be seated for a wheelchair and get on pain management. And I said, well, why? And she said, well, I have fibromyalgia. And I said, well, what are your symptoms? And she said, I can't lift my arm up. I can't lift it forward, and I can't lift it to the side. And then she lifted her leg up. And then it got stuck, and she had to push her leg down, and then her feet would curl. And so I looked at Rob, and I said, well, how come you didn't tell me this? And he said, your stuff's not going to help her. And she said, do you think it will help me? And I said, I don't know. I don't guarantee anything to anybody. I just, you know, it could. It'll get you stronger and healthier. I don't know if it's going to help your condition, but why not try? So I took my necklace off my neck. And I had my Nikan shoes on, and I had my insoles in there, and I gave her some water, and I gave her some barley, and I started to cut his hair. And after I was done, I told her, I said, give me my shoes and my insoles, but take the necklace, and then if you want to come to my house and try some of the other technologies that I have and see if it helps you, just come by. And 2 hours later, she said to me, Nina, I have to come and see you. And I said, okay. And she came to see me, and she lifted her arms up to the side, forward, lifted her legs up, and she did some lunges. And I forgot to add, she could only walk baby steps, little tiny, tiny steps. And she could walk normal. And I looked at her, and I said, well, what are you doing? And she said, watch this. And she took the necklace off, and she couldn't lift her arm up, and she couldn't lift it to the forward, and she couldn't lift it to the side. Her leg got stuck when she lifted her leg up, and her feet started to curl again. And then she said, watch. And then she put her necklace back on, and everything changed. You know, she kept doing it back and forth. She could put her arms up, and then she couldn't put her arms up. And I said, what are you doing? And she said, well, the magnets is helping me to move my body the way I need to. And she says, it's bizarre. And so I took her to the house, and a long story short, she didn't work for 2 years, and she didn't get out of bed for 2 years. She's back to work, and she's able to walk. And when she, because she had had severe nerve damage, so it's going to take a long time for her nerves to heal itself. So she uses the magnets, and she's got her quality of life. So now Rob's eyes are a little bit open, a little bit. And then 7 months ago, Cindy came to me, and she says, you know, my mom's got dementia, and she was in a wheelchair, and she couldn't talk, and she was, you know, screaming. She says, can you come and see my mom? And I went over to see her mom, and she couldn't talk, and she was, and she was crying, and I hadn't heard any testimonies on dementia, so if I don't hear anything, I won't say anything. I just said, I don't know if we can help your mother. I know she can get stronger, she can get healthier, but I don't know the extent of what we can do to help your mother. And so we didn't do anything 7 months ago, and about a month ago, Cindy, and Rob had said to me every month that he would come in to get a haircut. He says, you know, my poor mother-in-law, she's, you know, we're having a really difficult time with her. She escapes out of the house every night. The cops have to bring her home. We sleep with one eye open, one eye closed, because we can hear her breaking out of the house. She doesn't sleep at all. She fights with, she beats the kids up. She beats Rob up. She beats Cindy up. She goes poop in her diaper. And she throws it around sometimes. And it's a nightmare. And they're trying to get her into a home because they don't make enough money to put her in one place, and then they make too much money to put her in another place. So they don't know what to do. So Cindy asked me, she said, can you just come over and see my mom? And so I went over there, and she says, I have some money, and I want to invest in some things for my mother and see if we can help her. So I went over there, and her mother, I was looking in her eyes, and her mother was crying and just, and I could see her eyes, her body, it was like her spirit was screaming, I want to come out of this body. I don't want to be in here. I really don't want to be here. Her eyes were really big and just really upset. And so I felt really bad. And Cindy says, Nina, I want to just do everything. You know, I just want to get her on the nutritionals. I want to get on the sleep system. I just want to get her everything. So I said, well, why don't we just get her the daytime patch?
Daytime Cindy's patch. On. Yay.
Oh, my God, I couldn't find my phone.
Well, let Cindy tell it now. Cindy can tell. She's the one that is experiencing it, so I would just love to have her say it.
Cindy, what Nina has shared so far is just up to where you decided you want to put your mom and in the wellness home and everything that Nikan has. So some of the symptoms before, but... we haven't heard anything about how that...
Okay, so you guys got the cure part. Well, when I got my mom had a nervous breakdown in December, and then when I got her in February, she had been in the hospital three more times after the nervous breakdown for not being taken care of from my stepdad. So she had fallen, split her head open, and she had fallen many times, but he didn't report it. So when I got her in February... she was catatonic. She couldn't walk, talk. She couldn't lift up her head. She couldn't open her eyes. She couldn't move her arms. I had to feed her. I couldn't break up her medicine because, you know, some of them, you can't do that. And I was in a state of panic because when they gave her to me like this, I never cared for someone like this. And they didn't give me, like, what to do or how to feed her. And I had some of the product, the magnets, the blankets, the pillow, and so I was putting her with that. It took a couple months for her to start... a couple weeks for her to start opening her eyes and stuff. And when she came to and was babbling, and she came back, when we took her to Clear Lake to get her stuff, she had another nervous breakdown, and she wound up in Herrick for 3 weeks. And then when we got her back, she was violent. She was pulling our hair. She was attacking us. She was constantly, every night, she was twilight, so she didn't sleep at night, trying to escape. Constantly escaping, getting out 3, 4 in the morning. And so we're pulling her back in. She's fighting with us, screaming in the middle of the night, 3, 4 in the morning, screaming like the neighbors, everything. And then when I was reading about Alzheimer's, she's bad, bipolar, Alzheimer's, dementia, and depression. And so I was reading up on this stuff, and they were saying that the mind is shutting down, that the mind needs food. And then it clicked. I'm like, I have food. I have the mushroom, the mental clarity is supposed to be for the brain. So I started giving my mom the mental clarity. I had ordered the jade greens. I got some stuff that I had from my sister-in-law that she had ordered that she wasn't taking. And I started using it all on my mom. It's been a couple weeks now. I didn't tell anybody. And my mom was this crazy, out of control, not sleeping at night. And every day she started getting better. She started not hitting. She started talking better. She able to understand what we're saying. She's writing down what she can't speak because her brain's working fast for her. Every day she's improving. I mean, like even today, she's better than she was yesterday. She's sleeping through the night. That's why I'm late. I thought for sure she'd wake me up. The last couple nights, she's been sleeping all night long. She was in diapers, and I had to change her, and now she's walking to the bathroom on her own. She's doing improving where the doctor said she should. They felt sorry for me and said, it's only going to get worse. It's only going to get worse. Are you sure you want to take care of your mom? And every time I'm bringing her back to the hospital, she's better. She's not in the wheelchair. She's walking on her own. She's wearing underwear. She's going to the bathroom. She's sleeping all night. She's doing all these amazing things with this illness that's supposed to be depleting her. But I really do think that the product is helping my mom, give her the nutrients and the things that she needs for her body to survive and to get well. It's working. I can't say enough about it.
Cindy, how many medications was she on before?
She was taking lithium. She's taking bipolar medicine. She hallucinates. She hasn't been hallucinating lately. Usually she hallucinates and sees kids and sees people, and that's what made her want to escape. But she feels happy. She knows she's taking the nutrition and what it's for, and she's in a whole other place. She's a whole other woman. When she was hitting us and attacking us and attacking my 12-year-old and taking his hands and pulling his fingers apart, and, you know, I hate you, and, you know, all the cuss words that could come out in between her babbling. That was hard. I didn't think, you know, that I could do it because it was emotional. But then there was no place for her to go. We kind of were in a situation where we got inherited her, and so I was just making the best with what I had, and I had the Meekin product because that's what was helping me. And I kept telling my mom it would help her, so the only way that I would find out is just to start giving it to her. And she takes pills fine, so taking medicine is not a problem. But, it's like I got everything, the mental clarity. I just really can't say enough about that the improvement. And my kids are going, you know, what did the doctors give Grandma because she's a lot better? And I said, they didn't give her anything. She's been on the just the nutrition from Meekin. And then my husband says, like, oh, your mom's been doing really well. I have been getting along with her. We haven't had any problems. I says, well, I've been giving her the Meekin, the nutrition, and the Siaga. So everybody in the house is taking the Siaga. Me and my mom are taking the nutrition because nobody else.
The Kenzen Vital Balance, Cindy, is she taking that, the protein?
Not on that one yet.
That one, I think that one could really, really help.
She takes the Omega Daily Women's Vitamin. She's taking the J Green Zymes and the Mental Clarity, and I also have her on the Omega Green DHA.
Oh, wow.
Oh, excellent.
She's on those four, and I have her on the water and the Siaga. And she's doing fine. I mean, you could talk to her. She'll say hi, and how are you?
Wow. That's so wonderful. I really think the Kenzen Vital Balance, because of the quality of the protein in it and the...
Naya, are you there, Naya?
I'm here, yeah.
You want to say hi to my mom so they can hear her talking, okay?
Yeah, let me say hi to her.
Okay. Mom, say hi, Naya. Hello.
Hi, Mom. How you doing? Are you there? Can you hear me?
Can you hear, Mom? She's just kind of waking up and heading straight to the bathroom.
She's just waking up. Well, I also
when she gets programmed on something like going to the bathroom, that's what she focuses on and gets there.
I also wanted to add that... once they put her in the wellness home, they saw the results in 4 days because Cindy had called me and because I had gone to the house and we had set everything up and I was looking at talking with Mom and she's crying and I couldn't understand her and she was crying and trying to say something to me And then 4 days later, Cindy had called me up and said, "You're not going to believe this. My mother is a different person." And I really didn't believe her. I said, "You know, I don't believe you." And she said, "Oh, yeah, you know, my mom's calm and she's, watching
all in boardroom.
And she's, you know, being nice and she can talk." And I said, I don't believe you." She says, "Well, let me put you on the phone with Rob." And Rob was the skeptical one. And so when I got on the phone with Rob, and Rob goes, "You're not going to believe this, Nina. You're not going to believe. I can talk to my mother-in-law. I'm having conversations with her." And I said, "I don't believe you." And
okay, she's probably ready now if you want to talk to Nina. You ready to talk to Nina? Hello. Say hello. Hello.
Good morning, Mom. It's probably too early. Are you there, Mom?
Oh. Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Oh, I just woke up. I'm low.
I just wanted to say good morning.
Well, what are you doing?
I'm talking about you, Mom.
We're saying hello to everybody.
Oh, that's good.
Okay, goodbye.
All right, we'll talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Love you, bye. I told Rob I don't believe you, and he said I'm going to put her on the phone, and when he put her on the phone, and I said to her, "How you doing?" And she said, "I'm doing great. How are you?" And then I said, "Well, is this Cindy's mom?" And she said, "Yes, it is." And I said, "Well, what's going on?" She said, "I changed my attitude." But when I went to go see her, I could see her eyes didn't have her spirit screaming to come out.
Well, so her eyes were dead before. She was lost in herself.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it was a whole different person. She was calmer. She was singing. She was holding my hand. And I started crying. I said... And it's interesting because the only thing we changed was the water that she was drinking, the shower, her sleep,
yeah.
The nutritionals, the energy that she needed for her body to start the healing process. And that was it. We put her in the wellness home. We didn't change her medicine. She was on her medicine that she'd been taking the whole time. And I was thinking, is it that bad, our environment that bad, that our bodies are not able to heal itself from what we put it in, and then you change it, and in 4 days, your life...
Environment is critical, that's for sure.
And it just showed me. I mean, it was just a wake-up call for me. I mean, I see so many testimonies. They call me the testimony queen because I have taken these products to a test, and they've won... Nikan has won every test I've taken it through, from animals to people to young to old, people in wheelchairs, and it just shows us that, you know, we have a gift from God to give us, you know, our health back, going back to nature.
Absolutely, Nina, we do. We have such a huge gift, and, you know, when we think of all the people out there that are suffering, that are trapped in their bodies, and that by giving the body back the wellness home environment, you know, when we have the clean, energized water and the clean air and the, sleep is critical. When the body can get the good quality night sleep by using the Nikan sleep system, and then the nutrition, getting all the, you know, the vitamins, the minerals, the enzymes, I mean, all the, and healthy, you know, healthy because it's organic food-based nutrition, so the body understands it and can use it right away. I mean, it's like a miracle. I mean, the body's a miracle because it does know how to heal itself, but the gift that we have to offer people, and thank you so much, Nina, for sharing, and Cindy, and Cindy's mom, thank you for saying hello to us on the telephone. And I mean, we are so grateful, and all of us that are on the phone today just, you know, really realize what we have and reach out and share this. And I like what you said, Nina. I mean, you know, you say to people, you know, I don't know.
I don't.
If it will help. But we know that, you know, we know that it is giving your body what it needs, and we know the body wants to heal itself, and if we give the body what it needs, and so
improving
I really like the way how you say that, but to get on it and you know, give the body the chance to heal itself. So wow.
Wow, and because you get free shipping with orders
over
300 points.
Yes, today.
For the rest of the month.
Through the end of the month. I mean, this would be a great time, everybody. You know, reach out to all of your consultants, your customers, the people that you've been talking to. And, I mean, anytime's the right time to get NECAN products, but a little free shipping is great, too.
Okay, hang on.
Conference muted.
Hey, anybody can say anything? Any last comments, or does anybody want to share?
Without the product, I'd be crippled. It helps me work. So I love NECAN. I'll be on a phone call to help you, but I appreciate everybody.
We appreciate you so much, Cindy. Thank you so much for sharing. And I mean, you know personally from yourself and now with your mom, it makes such a difference. I mean, it makes a total difference.
I mean, I'm telling everybody it's such a pleasure to have my mom now when I was going with nightmare stories. I can't say enough about this product. It still amazes me every day to see my mom still doing good and that it has to be the product because that's the only change in her life.
Wow,
Cindy.
Well, that's,
thank you so much.
Let's share it with the world, everybody.
Thank you. Thank you, Nina. Thank you, Cindy.
Thank you, bye. Cindy.
God bless, everybody.
We love and appreciate you all.
Love you guys.
Okay, thank
we'll
you.
We'll be in Nevada next time we talk. Love you. Bye.
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 Bye.